he this fellow up here, what I'm talking about, he was saying to those kids, the old boys, you know. And I don't know, he might, if we say it to his face, I think he might get a fight or something like that. But now I guess those kids up there, they
just kind of, you know. Oh, that's interesting.
Now, he would be talking to, he would refer to grown people, you know.
It's, you know, in Georgia, they, you know, they'll talk about crackers.
Yeah, well,
that's not necessarily bad, you know, you don't insult a man if you call him a cracker, providing you're from his
section
of the country. Right. But Peckerwood, I think, might be stronger than that.
Yeah, Peckerwood, but I don't know what it means. I never know what that meant. But I've heard several music, you know. I never heard black people using them backgrounds. Not that I know. But I've heard a lot of white people using them.
That's interesting. Whether it comes from the woodpecker or...
it might be. But I think, there's some kind of get offended if you...
Incidentally, if a colored man gets angry with a white man, what might he call a white man again? Maybe not to his face, but
he's down. He might call him a hoochie or something like that. You know?
Is that right?
But I don't even know what that means.
And he might talk.
But he might call him a redneck.
They talk to each other, they wouldn't say
no, anything. No, I wouldn't say that to him, no. But I mean, that's what probably might just refer to him if he had mean at him or something like that. Might call him a hoochie, a redneck or something like that. But
and the whites, if they get angry with the Negro and wouldn't say that to his face.
They usually call it, you know, they usually use that word nigger, and to a great extent they use that, you know. And they would probably use it to his face for a whole lot of times to get angry with him.
That's a term
always
associated with anger.
But that's about the only thing they call him black. Black, you know, people used to resent black, but they don't know, you see. They'd rather be called black than be called colored.
would you mind saying a little bit more about that? It seems to me, as I pick up a conversation like this, that black didn't used to be necessarily a good way to...
Not good way to address them.
Colored was more white.
Colored was more appropriate. But now it's black.
And that's just come about.
Black, that's what they want me identified as. Black, not color.
Now, is that true mostly of young people?
Young people, that's right. More young people than the old people. That's where it started, more with the young people, I think, being identified as black. I guess they feel like, since they're going to be a race, you know, we got the black, the white, and all different races, so. Got to be if we're going to be identified with a race with the black. I guess that's the way they feel about the way they change what it won't be that way. So you don't offend them by calling them black, but one time you would, you know. But it's fierce, you call them a fatal white man, you know.
I think the older people would still be conscious of that.
They don't seem too much conscious. They still refer to the word colored a whole lot, the older people, you know. But if you use the word black, they don't, no phase of it.
I've always thought colored was